So one of the recent advances in the GOLD report is the refined ABCD assessment tool to both blend together the assessment of airflow limitation with an assessment of a COPD patient's symptoms, as well as their risk of exacerbations. It uses the GOLD stages of airflow limitation that we just reviewed, and then couples with that the risk of exacerbation and symptom burden. So if you look at the right side of the slide and look at the four quadrants, D and B represent the right side of those quadrants where patients have greater symptom burden based on MMRC greater than or equal to 2 or a CAT score greater than or equal to 10 compared to patients on the left side of the quadrant, C and A, that have less symptom burdens based on dyspnea or CAT score symptoms of COPD symptomatology. If you look at patients in the C and D quadrants, the upper quadrants overall, these are patients that are based that have a greater exacerbation risk based on a historical risk in a preceding year of greater than 2 moderate exacerbations or 1 exacerbation that leads to hospitalization. By using this blended score of airflow limitation, an assessment of symptoms and risk of exacerbations, we get a greater composite picture of the burden of COPD that patients may experience and then assign appropriate therapy.